What we want to address today is the question of a shliach tzibur. This is a very important issue in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch dedicates a lot of time and addresses this in Siman Nun Gimel in Aruch Chaim. Who is fit to serve as a shliach tzibur, to represent the entire tzibur in tefillah? And it's not a small matter. It's very significant. And we have to get guidelines in halacha as to who should serve, who should be chosen as a shliach tzibur. And one of the issues that comes up in the poskim, which we want to focus on today, is yichus. How important is it that, you know, my father was a tzaddik and so forth and so on, in order for me to be a candidate for a shliach tzibur? What is the role of yichus and tefillah in general, and certainly in terms of being a shliach tzibur? So what we're going to discuss today is what we call kedima. Kedima means who gets preference. If you have two people that are vying for the position of being a shliach tzibur, who should we give the first dibs, the first shot to? And we're going to start by looking in it's the first source on your page, in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Gimel. And he speaks about the fact that we should appoint a mature person, a man who already has a beard. He should be a shliach tzibur. On the other hand, he's a little bit more laid back and liberal in the case of someone who's there ba'akroy. You know, he's not being permanently appointed as the shliach of this tzibur from now until the end of time. It's only on a temporary basis. There we could be a little bit laid back about it. He's not so mature. He's a boy who's reached bar mitzvah, and he could be yored lifnei ateva. In those days, the shliach tzibur stood below, in a lower level. Today it's just the opposite. Usually the teva is raised up. But that's called the phrase of yored lifnei ateva. But what we want to discuss today is the Taz. The Taz is, of course, a super commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps one of the most important. And the Taz, in turn, quotes the Marshal, the Chochma Shlomo. And that's what we're going to look at first. The background to appreciate the Taz and his debate, his controversy with the Marshal, with the Chochma Shlomo, is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Salach Dalet, you'll see on page 2 of Yomar Makomos, it's number Ches. And the Gemara darshins a pasuk in Breishis, which I have here for you on number Zion, at the top of page 2. It says in that pasuk, you remember that Rivka was an Akara, she wasn't having children, unfortunately. And both Yitzchak and Rivka, respectively, were davening to Hashem so that she would give birth to a child. And the Torah testifies by Yaser Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto. And Chazal and Torah Shbal Ped explain, Rashi brings it down, Ze Omed Vizovizu Umispalel. Yitzchak was in his corner davening to Hashem. Vizu Omedes Bizovizu, and Rivka was in her corner, and she was mispalelis. It's a little bit odd. Was this a kind of mechitza halacha? What was going on up here? Why were they each davening in their own zavit? And then we'll get back to this. And the Torah testifies, Vayaser Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akorahi, Vayaser Lo, emphasize that word Lo Hashem. You can underline it, that's a good idea. Vatahar Rivka Ishto. So clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah of Yitzchak Lo, and that's what the Gemara darshins in Yevamos, Lahem Miboyle. It should have said Vayaser Lahem, meaning Hashem should have responded Lahem to the two of them. After all, they were both mispalel, and she, no less than him, was involved in tefillah. Why is it then that the Torah chooses the Lashon Yochid Lo? El Lefi, says the Gemara, Eino Doma Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik Le Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rosh. This is a very famous Gemara that compares the Tfilah of a Tzadik Ben Tzadik to the Tfilah of a Tzadik Ben Rosh. And Hashem responds to the Tfilah of a Tzadik Ben Tzadik first, and gives preference to that tefillah. It has a greater, if you'd say, power of tefillah than that of a tefillas Tzadik ben Rasha. So we know that Yitzchak was a Tzadik ben Tzadik. He came from Avram. Rivka, on the other hand, came from Besuel, and her brother was Lavan. I mean, her Yichus was kind of low ebb. She had her own Yichus, but she was not what you'd call a Tzadik ben Tzadik. So we go back to the earlier generation, and therefore Hashem responded to the tefillah of Yitzchak rather than that of Rivka. Now, this is a very nice philosophical statement. It certainly sheds a very fine light on the pasuk itself, answers the question of why Vayasa lo in Lashon Yachid and not Lahem. But the question is, how does this impact on halacha? You know, if a person is born a tzaddik ben tzaddik, fine, he was lucky. He has the golden spoon in his mouth. He has a power of tefillah that another person who's a tzaddik ben Rasha doesn't have. But what difference does it make? At the end of the day, everybody's chayv in tefillah. But the difference could be the exact question that we began with, which is the subject of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is, who, in a case of two candidates, to be the representative of Klal Yisrael? Here's where we can choose one, and we have to choose one over the other. So why not choose the one who has the most power, the most effective tefillah, the Koach HaTefillah, namely the Tzadik Ben Tzadik, as opposed to the Tzadik Ben Rasha? And that would be the halachic nafgamina, the application of this principle as formulated by the Gemara in Yevamos to explain the pasuk in Chumash. Its natural application in a practical sense, halacha lemaisa. And this is what we're going to see, for example, if we start with the Mishnah Brura, just to jump ahead of ourselves for a moment, that's the third source on your page. He's going to say, Tov lahadir achar shatz, tzadik ben tzadik. The best l'chatchila, perfect situation would be, if everything is ideal, that we can choose as a shliach tzibur, a tzadik ben tzadik. And why? And this reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah is going to sound very familiar to you. Ki eino dome tfilas tzadik ben tzadik l'tfilas tzadik ben rasha. And that's exactly the formulation of the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Mishnah Berurah is simply reflecting the Gemara in Yevamos. And if we go back historically to an earlier posek, way, way, way before the Mishnah Berurah, right? The Mishnah Berurah lived just a century ago. I mean, he died in, I think, 1930, so that's less than a century ago. We're going to go back like 4.5 centuries to the Marshal, who is quoted in the Taz. So to see that inside, you want to look at number Beis, the second source on your page. And the Taz in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Marshal. The Marshal I put in bold print. It's the third, at the end of the third line of Beis, and going on to the fourth line. The Marshal says, Im Shneim Shavim, meaning if all things are equal, you've got Reuven and Shimon both applying, they're both candidates for the job of Shliach Tzibur in this particular community. Neither Reuven nor Shimon has any particular edge over the other. We'll see what that would mean if they were not Shavim. Then Bivadai, then there's no question, Miyuchas Konen. The one who gets Kedimo, who gets first preference, is the Miyuchas, the one who has greater Yichus. And he's Kodem L'sheino Miyuchas, the one who doesn't have good Yichusim. Right, so Yichus is primarily, you go back to your father. What kind of Yichus do you have to your father? Your father's a good guy, he's a tzaddik. Ki, where does the principle, the underlying principle come from? And again, it's going to sound very familiar to us. Ki eino doma tfilas tzadik ben tzadik v'chule. He doesn't even bother quoting the entire statement of the Gemara in Yevamos, or as Rashi quotes it in Chumash, because he assumes that we all know that. And the v'chule really has within it the words tzadik ben rasha. Good? Everything's clear now. The Mishnah Berurah is certainly following the suit of the Marshal. The Marshal, in turn, is following in the path of the Gemara in Yevamos, as Rashi quotes it in his Pirush al Torah. And we have now a very simple answer to our original question that we began with, what is the role of Yichus in Tefillah? And the answer is, it has a major role. That means we have two candidates who are equal for the position of Shliach Tzibur. We're going to choose the one who's Miyuchas and apply the principle of the Gemara Yevamos, Ein Adoma Tefillas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, and we're going to appoint that person who has a greater efficacy, in other words, a more powerful Tefillah than the other candidate who's a Tzadik Ben Rosh. So the Gemara in Yevamos is not just what we call an agadic statement, it's practical, hardcore, halacha l'mais. Fine. We'll see, I think, a similar approach in the Oyev Yisrael. I wasn't able to get that out of Bar Ilan, so it's not on your pages. Well, maybe it is here. Oh yeah, I was able to find it. My apologies. That's number Hey on page 1. The Oyev Yisrael was the Apter Rav. His last name was Heschel. And it's a very special sefer, the Oyev Yisrael. It's a very beautiful sefer aesthetically. I don't own one, but those who do are very proud. Somebody once showed me two copies he has of the Oyev Yisrael, and he told me that I should choose which one is better than the other one. And because one of them, the print of the Oyev Yisrael was in the middle of the page, and around it was a beautiful gilyon, you know, beautiful parchment that surrounded the text of the Oyev Yisrael. So for those who have an aesthetic eye, the Oyev Yisrael is a special, special treat, and the collectors love to get a hold of it. In any event, the Oyev Yisrael, who you were, you know, the paragraph that's relevant in Parshas Toldos is right there on your page. He opens his discussion by quoting Rashi, but what he notices, he calls our attention to the fact that Rashi adds a few words. And perhaps those few words of Rashi are absolutely unnecessary. They're superfluous, which is always, you know, calls our attention. Why would Rashi add words that are unnecessary? And if you want to, before we read the Oyev Yisrael inside, you can go back to the Rashi and see if you could already guess which words are extra. On Vayaser Lo, Rashi says, Lo v'lo la, she'eno dome, eno dome tefilas tzadik ben tzadik, tefilas tzadik ben rosha. And then Rashi says, Lefichach lo v'lo la. And the Oyev Yisrael points out that that's completely extra. He says, Hi lefichach, those words that start with lefichach in Rashi, lechora hu miyutar. Miyutar meaning that's superfluous. And he says that many of the earlier commentaries on Rashi, you know, there's a whole wealth of literature on Rashi al Torah, they already yelled about this, meaning they already pointed out that this addition in Rashi of lefichach, lo v'lo la, is completely superfluous. Whenever you see that, it means that I claim to have the simple answer to the question. All the others who tried to explain this Rashi were histabchu, you know, they got involved in complex issues. There's a simple answer. Why does Rashi feel compelled to add this lefichach? Doyakosha l'Rashi. Rashi was bothered. Hagam she'tfilas tzadik ben tzadik, eino doma l'tfilas tzadik ben rosha. I certainly grant you, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is superior to that of a tzaddik ben rosha. But im kol zeh, despite that fact, gam tefillas tzaddik ben rosha chashuva v'ein av yisparach. God doesn't reject chas v'shalom the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rosha. Every Jew has the power of tefillah, despite the fact that his father was a rosha. Ki hu. This is he with a capital H. Ona alechol asher yikru b'emes. He's paraphrasing a pasuk in Ashrei, right? That we say from Tilu. Afshu ben Rasha. Even if his father's a Rasha, it's lechol asher yikru b'emes. But genuine and heartfelt feel is accepted, despite the fact that Nebuch the person doesn't have such great yichus. V'lama, therefore, why is it that lo netar Hashem yisparach gamlu rivka tzadekes? Certainly her tefillah was heartfelt, it was profound. She was the one who so much desired a child. So therefore, kiva givade gam tefillosa also l'ratzon l'fan of Yisroel. Don't misunderstand the Gemara. It doesn't mean that Hashem rejected her tefillah. Says Rashi, what's the answer to this question? L'fisha hayukan, there were here in this case two tefillos. You know, God has to choose which tefillah to answer. They're identical tefillahs. They're both asking for the same thing. So there's no need to answer both of them. One is enough. Shohayakan gam tefillah tzadik ben tzadik. In other words, in addition to Rivka's tefillah, which in and of itself, independent, would have been accepted, but there's another tefillah at the same time, simultaneously, the tefillah of Yitzhak the tzadik ben tzadik. Lazeh. Lo nechshiva kol kach tefilas tzadik ben rasha lefichach vayosol Hashem. In other words, God has to answer, respond to one of these two tefilas that are happening by coincidentally, bevasachas, simultaneously from one source, that's Yitzhak, and the other from Rivka. And therefore, I'm skipping a few lines. But nechshiva you kach shneim biyachad oz tefilas tzadik ben tzadik chashu vayoser. And that's what Rashi wants to point out here. That since the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is chashuva yoser, that's why lo v'lo lo. In that choice decision, whose tefillah God would choose to respond to, it's almost like there's a chal shem, there's a status of a tefillah that's responded to. In these two tefillahs, both of which came simultaneously in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, God responded to the tefillah of Yitzchak, because there were two coming together. But what's the implication? Let's say there was only one. That's what Rashi wants to point out. The Gemara in Yevamos is not trying to disqualify and undermine, to be mevatel the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. No, that's not the intention of the Gemara at all. The Gemara is just explaining that vayosa lo, meaning to Yitzchak, is because God chose Yitzchak's tefillah because it's superior in that sense to the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha, namely in this case, Rivka, but not to in any way disqualify, to passel the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. And that's what the Ohr Yisrael points out over here. The MS, in lo hayakan, if there weren't two tefillahs simultaneously for the same purpose, rak tefillahs tzaddik ben rasha, if that's all God had in front of him, with a capital H, was the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha, as vaday hoysa chashuva lefan of Yisrach liskabel velasos kechefza ukirtzona. So that's the point that the Ohr Yisrael makes, that for sure the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha is a meaningful tefillah. It would be acceptable on high. It's not in any way disqualified. It's just a little bit less of an effective tefillah, of an acceptable tefillah, in comparison to a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. So when I compare the tzaddik ben rasha to the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, the tzaddik ben rasha pales, it's inferior to that of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. And that's what the Torah is telling me here in the word lo. So Hashem accepted the tefillah of Yitzchak. But as far as a tefillah chashuva, we're not in any way derailing or degrading the chashivus of a tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. That tefillah is also mekubelis. It's just inferior. It falls shy to the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So therefore, when you have two tefillahs together, which are you going to choose? Ah! So now let's apply the Ohr Yisrael back to our question in the Shulchan Aruch. You have now two people who are applying for the position of Shliach Tzibur in this town. One is a tzaddik ben tzaddik. The other is a tzaddik ben rasha. Certainly the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha is acceptable. It's ola l'ratzon. It is not in any way disqualified. It's a tefillah chashuva lefanav liskabel. But I have to now compare it to the other possible candidate of the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So I think we come full swing back here in the Ohr Yisrael to the Mishnah Brura, to the Marshal, the Chochmah Shloma that we discussed, and they all fit into one package. And that is that based on the Gemara in Yevamos, if I have a choice between two candidates, I should certainly give the job to the Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik. But it's very important, says the Ohr Yisrael, that we understand that God loves all of the Jews, every Yisrael, even a tzaddik ben rasha, and the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha is in and of itself, or in and of herself, a tefillah chashuva liskabel lefanav. Lasos kirtzona ukechefza. It's just that the tefillah of Rivka is not as great, so to speak, as the tefillah of Yitzchak. But if it was the tefillah of Rivka alone, if Yitzchak was out of the picture, if Rivka was davening for something else that wasn't relevant to Yitzchak, if there would be such a scenario, then certainly Hashem would accept the tefillah of Rivka, even though it's a tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha. The premise of the Oyv Yisrael is that Hashem doesn't accept two tefillahs. In other words, the definition of accepting a tefillah in his frame of reference is what causes the impact? What eventually brings about the Hashgacha Pratis, the intervention of Almighty God in the series of events? So there are two people, both of whom are praying, each of which has his own respective tefillah that's meant to have the power to bring about the impact of that tefillah, the ultimate goal of that tefillah. Which one of the two tefillahs will have that impact? Which one will be able to set up the cosmological spheres, al piderach haKabbalah, in such a way that Hashem's bracha will come down? Which one will have that impact that will set up that chain of events which will lead to Hashem's granting that request? And it's not that we need both of them, you know, A plus B equals C. We need one of them, and only one of them. That's the premise that the Oyv Yisrael works with. And therefore, if you have both of these, the Gemara is telling us that Hashem, ultimately, at the end of the day, when he brought about this result, it was because of the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. And that's going to be a nafgamina lamaisa. If you have two candidates, each one will be mispalel which one you should choose as shliach tzibur. But never to say that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha is not a viable tefillah. I don't know if the Oyv Yisrael is saying only one tefillah is accepted, but he's saying that there's one tefillah that clinches it. There's got to be, so even if a massive number of Jews are davening, and certainly there's a hitztavrut, you know, there's a cumulative effect of many tefillos with the lefan of Yisrael, but there's going to be one tefillah that really clinches it. So again, if you have 1,000 Jews, you know, davening for the same thing like Bias HaMashiach, maybe the Oyv Yisrael would say that's a whole different case. We're dealing with not public tefillos for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. So right now we're dealing with the aspect, the dimension of a private tefillah. Of a private tefillah, you have two people who need that same thing. Each one needs it in and of himself. One has the greater mila, you know, his tefillah is govar and achieves the ultimate goal. But the reason why I mention the Oyv Yisrael in this context is because I just want you to you see very clearly that if, according to the Oyv Yisrael, the actual case would come up and there would be a need to make a practical decision as who should get the job, who should be appointed as the team between Reuben and Shimon, if Reuben is the tzaddik ben tzaddik and Shimon is the tzaddik ben rasha, Reuben's going to get the position. Yeah. In that sense, the Oyv Yisrael is reflecting and echoing what we saw in the shitos of the Marshal and the Mishnah Berurah. And at this point, I want to shift the discussion to a whole another approach, and that's going to be the Taz, because the Taz is going to disagree with the Marshal. Again, our discussion is that all things are equal, except that one is a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik, the other is a tefillah tzaddik ben
rasha. Right, because you can't do lefillah, let's say he has pachot yirat shamayim.
Now, obviously, the issue becomes much more complex when you introduce other factors, and that's why I say you got to hold your horses here. I'm gonna stop a little bit later, and then we'll. But I just wanted to get to a certain point where we get a picture of the forest, you know, and then we'll get to the. Yeah, hopefully we'll pick off the trees. Let's see the Taz. The Taz, which again is the second source on your page, is not in agreement with the Marshal. Do you have it inside? Let's see it inside. The Taz says the following. Okay? He says, after quoting the Marshal, he says, Ulanius Daiti, he disagrees, and he's gonna stand on the shoulders of the Rush. The Torah quotes a Rush, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. I just want to show you the bottom line in the Taz. The Taz is gonna say that if you have someone who's Mizera Harechokim, okay, we have to see what he means by Mizera Harechokim, who he says is an Eino Miyuchas. So again, he uses two different phrases here. Zera Rechokim, if you want to underline that, because again, I'm going to come back to that. And Eino Miyuchas, which is one line below that. He's going to derive from the Rush that this person, we'll call him Shimon, is Zera Rechokim. He's somehow far away in terms of his Yichus. He's an Eino Miyuchas. He has a deficiency in his Yichus. We're going to, and compared to Reuven, who's a Miyuchas, who's called Zera Krovim, nevertheless, we're going to choose Shimon, says the Taz, as the Shliach Tzibur. He's going to be appointed, and not Reuven. And in that sense, the Taz, by choosing the Eino Miyuchas, what we call the Zera Chokim in his language, he's going to get first shot at being a Shliach Tzibur. In other words, his tefillah, says the Taz, is nishmas yoser mitfilas tzadik ben tzadik. And he's going to learn this from a Rosh, who in turn learns it from a Pasuk. I mean, there's some very heavy evidence here that the Taz is going to adduce to his position. But you've got a tzadik ben tzadik, he's a miyuchas, and you've got someone who's a tzaddik ben Eino Miyuchas, ben Rachok. And who's going to get the position? The tzaddik ben Eino Miyuchas. Well, that's really powerful, and everyone's going to jump on this Taz and say, but it's against the Gemara in Yevamos, and it's against Rashi Ala Torah. All of whom say that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is nishmas yoser. He's saying that the other guy, we called him Shimon, who's an Eino Miyuchas, who's Rachel, tefillah of nishmas yoser mi tzaddik ben tzaddik. That's an absolute an open and shut contradiction to the Gemara in Yevamos. And his proof again is based on the Rosh. So let's see what he quotes from the Rush. The Tur is the son of the Rush, quotes the Rush. And that's on the second line of your paragraph. He says, She'ein ma'alos hashatz the ma'ala, in other words, who gets first dibs, the preference, for a shliach tzibur, toli v'yichus mishpacha. It doesn't depend upon yichus mishpacha, says the Rush. On the contrary, he says, the imum mishpacha b'zuya, if he's a tzaddik, but his mishpacha is a mishpacha bezuya, tov lekarev, let's be mekarev him, by giving him the position as a shliach tzibur, tov lekarev mizera rechokim, this person, who since he's a tzaddik, even though he comes mizera rechokim, let's be mekarev. So you have a rechok, as far as Yichus is concerned, let's be mekarev him. And the Rush quotes a pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, who comes first? L'rachok u'l'karov. So you've got this rachok, meaning he comes from Zera Rechokim. You've got the karov who comes from Zera Rechokim. Be Makarev, the one who comes from Zera Rechokim, and get him first. And that's what the Taz says. Be the kosav harosh, tov l'karev mizera rechokim, sh'mamina, sh'yesh kan odechad. Oh, in other words, first of all, maybe the Rush is saying that a person who's Mizera Chokim could qualify, he's not disqualified in and of itself. Maybe there's only one candidate. Maybe Shimon's the only one who's vying for the job. No, but the Rush says, Tov Lekarev, the phrase Tov Lekarev means that you have other options, but nevertheless, this is a better option. So when we read the words of the Rush, Tov l'karev mizera chokim, what we mean to say is sheyesh kan od echad, we have somebody else who's an eino rachok, right? That's the lashon of tov l'karev. Yesh brera, we have two alternatives. Vafilu achi, says the Rosh, tov l'karev zeh shehu eino miyuchas. Okay, so let's get back to the Rosh. Now we'll read the Rosh the way the Taz wants to read the Rosh. He says that the Maila, in terms of choosing a Shliach Tzibur, is not dependent upon yichus mishpacha. On the contrary, if you have to choose between two people, and one of them comes from mishpacha bezuya, but he's a tzaddik, tov lekarev, better be makarev him, even though he's mizera harachokim, or maybe because he's mizera harachokim, we should say it that way, shenemar sholom shom l'rachok l'karo. And based on this rush, standing on the shoulders of the rush, the Taz, therefore, issues a psak halacha, that when you have these two candidates, who should you choose? The Zera Harachokim, even though he's an Eino Miyuchas, Kedei Lekarvo Ose, Lios, Kedei Lekarvo, and he takes precedence over Oso, we also Zera Lashchina, Derachmana Libavoy. Even though there's someone who has a yichus that's karov Lashchina, it's close to the Shchina, we're going to choose, says the Taz, and here he gives us a little bit of an insight as to why the Rosh would rather choose to be makariv that person who's come from a Zera Rachok. Because Rachmana Libavoy. The Torah wants to live. V'tia tfiloso nishmas yoser mitzadik ben tzadik. Now, is the Taz, and in turn the Rosh that he's based on, contradicting the Gemara in Yevamos? Maybe the Taz has another Gemara to contradict this Gemara or something. But right now, all we have on the table is the Gemara in Yevamos. And he's saying that whose tefillah will be accepted between two people? One person doesn't come from yichus of a karov. He has a yichus that's what? That's rachok. He's not a miyuchas. And the other is a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Appoint the person who's a tzaddik from a zera rachok, who's ain't a miyuchas, because his tefillah is nishmas yoser. And rachmana libavoy. The Torah wants to live. And In this choice, he says, who will make a greater impact on Hashem so that Hashem will accept his tefillah in this choice situation? The one who is Mizer Rechokim, his tefillah is Nishmas Yosef and the Tzadik Ben Tzadik. And why? Because Rachmana Libavoy. This seems to be, at first glance, and all of the Mefarshim are going to talk about this, a direct contradiction to the Gemara in Yevamos. So my question here is, can we find any way of reconciling b'miyashiv the stira between the Taz and the Rosh on the one end and the Gemara in Yevamos on the other? Can we find some way in which we can circumvent the contradiction between, resolve the contradiction between the Taz Rosh and the Gemara Yevamos. There's no contradiction. So you say very well. Perhaps we can reconcile and say that the Gemara is comparing a Tzadik ben Tzadik to a Tzadik ben Rosha. His father's a Rosha. The Taz is very careful. If you read his words meticulously, the Yeser Diuk, he's medayik heitev bilshono. He never used the word Rasha. His terminology is an eno miyuchas. His terminology is mizera rechokim. Now again, we're going to have to come back and see what is an eno miyuchas. Who is a zera rechokim? But it's definitely possible that he's not talking about a tzaddik ben Rasha. The father is not a Rasha in this case. He's not a karov. He's not a miyuchas. You know, he can't wave the flag of yuchsin. You know, you wouldn't, if you were reading him a shidduch, you wouldn't say, oh, he's a real yachsin. He's got great yuchas. He doesn't have great yuchas. But his father's not a rasha. You know, maybe what the Gemara is trying to say here, and again, in this sense, I'm a little bit off the path of the Oiv Yisrael. Because the Oiv Yisrael seems to assume that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, in this case Yitzchak, is superior. It gets a special milah. There's nothing There's nothing fair. There's nothing disqualified. There's nothing despicable, Chas v'Shalom, or there's no inhibition to reject the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Russia, according to the Yom of Yisrael. If all things are equal, the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Russia is a very fine tefillah. To use the language of the Yom of Yisrael, it's also l'ratzon l'funav, and it's miskabel kechefter k'ritzona. So, Chas v'Shalom, to put down in any way the tefillah of Rivka because her father was Besuel a Rasha, or her brother is Lavan a Rasha. No, that's not what we're saying. But perhaps the way that the Taz understood the Gemara in Yevamos is that the problem here is not the greatness and the superior quality of the tefillah Tzadik ben Tzadik, that special mile of a Tzadik ben Tzadik, but rather the issue of a tzaddik ben Rasha. It's almost as if when you invite the tefillah of the mispalel, you're also inviting the father of the mispalel into the bezin shel mala, and that we don't want to do. So there's something, in a sense, negative about the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Rasha, says the Taz. But there may be other reasons why the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Zera Rachok might be superior to that of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. It's what does he call it? It's nishmas Yosef. And the reason is because we want to be makariv the zera rachok, and somehow through his functioning as a shliach tzibur, he elevates his whole yichus, all his zera rachok, and makes him into a zera korov.
Makariv means that he's not from.
No, I didn't say that. I don't know what Zera Rachok means. I'm not willing to gauge it in terms of Frumkeit, because then I'm back to the question of Tzadik versus Russia. But right now I want to use this ambiguous term. There's someone called a Zera Rachok, and he's not a Miyuchas. He doesn't have that special mile of Miyuchas. But on the other hand, he's lacking that stigma, that negative dimension of being a Russia. In other words, it's Tzadik ben Russia, that the father's Russia. So we can accept his tefillah. Not only can we accept his tefillah, we prefer his tefillah. Because as a result of the fact that he's Mizera Rechokim, again, not Mizera Rishayim, but Mizera Rechokim, whatever the Rechok means, is the Torah says, Shalom Shalom La Rechokul Akarov. Let's somehow bring this Tzadik ben Zera Rechokim into the limelight, into the front line as the Shliach Tzibur. And as a result, what do we end with? What we're left with is this situation that by being Makariv him as the Shliach Tzibur, we're being Makariv the Zera of this person closer to the Shechina. And that's something we want to do in the case of Zera Rechokim. And not only that, as a result of this whole process, tefilaso nishmas Yosef mitzadik ben tzadik. But again, Lufiani is daiti, with all due respect to those who are going to jump on the Taz's back and yell and scream because it's against the Gemara Yevamos, I'm not sure that that's absolutely so. It would seem to me that if we read the language of the Taz carefully, he's setting up two different categories. There's one category called tzadik ben Russian. There's another category of tzadik ben Zera Rechokim, who's a native of Yuchas, but his father is not a Russia. And within the context of the category called Zera Rechokim, which I don't know what that means, I have to submit to you that there's some special element to the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Zera Rechokim, who has a chisaron in Yuchsin, but not that negative stigma of being a Russia. And at this point, I want to show you that I believe that if you want to find someone who contradicts, so to speak, at first glance, contradicts the principle of the Gemara in Yevamos, it's not the Taz at all. But who is it? It's the Karen Ledovid. The Karen Ledovid, which you don't have on your page, but I'll read it to you, who comes from the famous Greenwald Mishpacha, he says the following. Omnam, if all things are equal, and there's no reason to prefer one tefillah over the other, listen to this. You're holding on to your seats? Chashiv Yosef lishma tefillas tzadik ben Rasha. which tefillah is a tefillah chashuva yoser in the choice between tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik ben rasha? The tefillah is tzaddik ben rasha. Wow. So now, if I stop here, there's an absolute contradiction between the Gemara and Yevamos, and in this case, the Keren LeDavid, where the Keren David, maintains that which tefillah is chashuva yoser? Dafka that of a tzaddik ben rasha. But he says the following. He says, even though that's true in theory, but practically speaking, it's never relevant. It's like lo hayel v'lo nivra. Why? Avol b'emes ein tefillah shavos. Even though the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rosh is chashuva yoser, but the problem is that only emerges as an agent, as a factor, when both tefillahs are shavos. One tefillah could be more chashuva, but the other, both tefillahs are shavos. You hear this? The two dimensions here, there's shavos, and there's chashivus of a tefillah. He says, as far as shavos is concerned, you got a problem over here. Ki tzadik ben tzadik, asher lomad v'ra'a seder ha'avoda utfilas avosov, yesh biyado, he has the power, the potential, la'aroch tfilas o la'aroch with an ayin, yoser b'kavon ritzuya mimishal olamad. Why was the tefillah of Yitzchak accepted? Not because it's chashuva yoser, but because it's shava yoser. What does shavius mean? What does the word shavius mean? In English we translate it, it's worth more, it somehow is more effective. It's because of the Seder HaTefillah. There's something called Seder HaTefillah. The Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik knows the secret of Seder HaTefillah. How so? Because he learned it from his father. Lamad v'ro'a Seder Avoda u'tefillah me'aviv. What does he have now in his back pocket? He took a course called Seder HaTefillah 1.1. He took the introductory course to Seder HaTefillah and Seder HaVodah. And therefore, what does he have? He has the idea, he has the knowledge, he has the proficiency. Laroch tefiloso yoser bekavona ritzuya mimishal olamad. Never, in the case of Rivka, she didn't learn how to be mispal. She doesn't know the Seder HaTefillah. Again, if she had learned it, that's something different. Maybe she could have learned it from Yitzchak. I don't know. Let's not get off the beaten path, because I want to see a major revolution here, a major breakthrough in the Chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer David Greenwald here, in the Keren LeDavid. What Rebbe Eliezer David is telling us is that tefillah, before we get into the chashivus, has an element of Seder HaTefillah. It's almost a mechanical, technical dimension to tefillah. And you have to learn it. You have to learn the secret of Seder HaTefillah. Not everyone can just jump into tefillah and stand in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim. You know, there's a whole Seder. There's a whole Aricha. Miloshin La'aroch, meaning with an ayin, Aricha. There's an Aricha of tefillah. And therefore, since Rivka did not have the Mesoris of Tefillah, she didn't have the transmission of Tefillah, she never saw her father being Mispalel, except maybe to Avodah Zarah, but not real Tefillah. So therefore, her Tefillah is lacking Seder HaTefillah. And therefore, when the Gemara says in Yevamos, Lo v'lo lo, me'aroi she'tefillah satiyah mekubelis yoser, again, her Tefillah has the added dimension and the superior element of chashivus. That means her tefillah should have been mekubelis yoser. But the Gemara says no. The Torah is mechadish, that there's another element here, another dimension. And that's called Seder HaTefillah. And here's where the Tzaddik ben Tzaddik has a transmission. He's received the secret of Seder HaTefillah. And that means that tefillos einam shavos in chashivus. Again, the Keren David is absolutely committed to the position that which tefillah has more chashivus, which should be in and of itself more mekubelis yoser, if you only had chashivus to deal with. The tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. Rivka's tefillah should have been mekubelis and ritzuya yoser, because she has the added dimension of the chashivus of tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. Why then did Hashem respond to the tefillah of Yitzchak? Because although he was lacking, he was missing that element of chshivus, he had what's called, in terms of Shabbos, he had his tefillah was Yosef Shava, not Yosef Chshuva, because he had learned from his father the Seder HaTefillah. And my friends, I think we learned something unbelievable from this Keren LeDavid. And I'm going to say it sort of in brisker terminology. And that is that there are two dimensions to tefillah. One dimension is Seder HaTefillah. I'll give you an example of what I mean by Seder HaTefillah. It's a mechanical kind of halakha. It's a structure. It's like physics. If you've ever studied physics, you know, the way things operate, there's a whole physics to tefillah. The way that tefillah goes up to Shamayim. For example, our tefillahs go through the Bein HaKruvim in the Beis HaMikdash. Our tefillahs are to be shited in Lashon Kodesh. A tefillah in Lashon Kodesh is more chashuva than a tefillah in any other language. And tefillah requires a makom kavua. You have to be kovei makom l'tefillah. There are many, many halachas, a whole myriad of halachas that set up what's called Seder HaTefillah. And it's a mechanical, technical, almost juridic kind of halacha. Al pidin, these are the ways. You've got to go through step by step, create a framework of tefillah. That's the shavius of a tefillah. That's the Seder HaTefillah. That's called arichus HaTefillah. Then there's another dimension of tefillah, which is much more essential and reflects on the very, very experience of tefillah, the level of tefillah, how deep and how profound are you in your tefillah, how much you cry in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a whole different dimension. That's already chashivas of tefillah. And oddly enough, says the Keren LeDavid, what the Gemara derives from that one word lo in the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos is that Seder HaTefillah comes first. Seder HaTefillah trumps Chshivas HaTefillah. You and I would have said logically, intuitively, Chshivas HaTefillah is where the emphasis is. That's Kodem. That gets Kedima. Whose Tefillah is Mekubeles Yosef? But if that be the case, Hashem should have answered, respond to the Tefillah of a tzaddik ben Rosh, of Rivka. Why did Hashem respond dafka to the tefillah of Yitzchak lo v'lo la? The answer is because of the precondition of Seder HaTefillah. And here Yitzchak had it one above Rivka because he had the Seder HaTefillah. So in essence, when we read the opening line of the Keren LeDavid, we get the impression that there's an absolute contradiction between what he's maintaining and what the Gemara says in Yevamos. Because he opens up by saying that the MS, in truth, he says, the tefillah chashuva yoser is the tefillah of Tzadik ben Rasha. And that's going to be the tefillah mekubeles yoser. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, lo v'lo la. The answer is no. If all things were equal, as far as Seder HaTefillah is concerned, you're right. Then we would fall back to Chashivas HaTefillah. If you would totally neutralize the back and forth, the seesaw, you know, the battle between two tefillos in terms of Shavius, in terms of Seder, if that wasn't an issue, then we would fall back on our second element in tefillah, namely which tefillah is Chashuva Mekubeles Lishma Yosef. And then Enochinami, the Keren LeDavid claims that the Tzadik Ben Rosh's tefillah is, in truth, Chashuva Yosef. But, says the Keren LeDavid, practically speaking, at the end of the day, God's going to accept the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Rasha first, that's a tzaddik ben tzaddik first, because what's primary in Kabbalah's tefillah is the Seder HaTefillah. The tzaddik ben tzaddik saw and learned and derived the Seder HaTefillah, the Arichus HaTefillah, that he can imitate from his father. The Tzadik ben Rasha, again, forget about exceptions. You know, don't get your mind caught on exceptions. What would be an exceptional case where a Tzadik ben Rasha somehow was able to learn the Seder HaTefillah Enochinami? Then it would be different. Then we go into Chashivas HaTefillah. But right now, let's try to focus our mind only on the following scenario. Namely, that the Tzadik ben Rasha did not have the opportunity in that scenario of deriving, of imitating from his father, or in this case Rivka, from her father, the Seder HaTefillah, the Arichus HaTefillah, the Avodas HaTefillah, with all its preconditions, all its technical, mechanical rules, then the tzaddik ben tzaddik, insofar as he derived the Seder HaTefillah and imitates the one who he saw mispalel, his tefillah would get the first acceptance, because he has in his pocket the kavanah ritzuy of tefillah, the arichus haTefillah. And so, in essence, what we're saying is that neither the Taz nor the Keren LeDavid contradict the Gemara in Yevamos. The Taz doesn't contradict the Gemara in Yevamos, because when he's giving first dibs and preference to an Einam Yuchas, to someone who's Zera Rechokim, he's not talking about a Tzadik Ben Rosha. He's not talking about Rishus. And there's no reason to put down the tefillah of a Tzadik Ben Rochok. Einam Yuchas. On the contrary, there's something superior to the tefillah of a Tzadik Ben Rochok. And there's no contradiction. And there's no contradiction between the Keren LeDavid and the Gemara in Yevamos, because the Gemara in Yevamos is addressing the issue of Shavius, and in terms of Shavius, the Tzaddik has the upper hand, because he has derived, he has learned and imitated the Seder HaTefillah, Arichas HaTefillah from his father with his Rivka, the Tzaddik Ben Rosha has not. But Eichinami, if all things were equal, and they were Be'emes Tefillah Shavos, and you had two candidates, you would take the Tefillah, you would accept the position, you would give the position to the Tzaddik Ben Rosha first. But why in Shulchan Aruch are we going to paskin Halach L'maisa that will give the job to the Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik? That's because he presumably has learned from his father the Seder HaTefillah. So we, even though we now have very complicated situations in the world of Psak, we have new issues here about maybe the Dafka, the one who's less miyucha, should get the job, but there's no contradiction to the Gemara in Yevamos. And here's where I want to end this part of our discussion, and I want you to look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is on page 1, and it's number dot. Okay, and he quotes the Eish Omer. Now, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, again, was written more than two centuries ago by the Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe of Chabad. And he quotes the Eish Omrim. Let's read the Eish Omrim inside. He says, Yesh Omrim she tzadik ben Rosha tfiloso al hatzibur yoser nishmas mitfilas ben tzadik, meaning tzadik ben tzadik. And why? Shemitov she'en lo schus avos, since this tzadik ben Rosha is not standing on the shoulders of his forefathers, you know, not like the story of the Blucher Rebbe, you know, when he survived the Holocaust, because he stood on the, you know, he held on to the coattails of his ancestors. But we're talking about someone who, he's a tzaddik ben Rosha. He doesn't have anyone whose coattails he can hang on to. Therefore, says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, in the name of the Shem Yesh Omrim, Shfal Ruach b'tfilos. He has an added dimension to his tefillah. He's humble about his tefillah. He doesn't come forward and think, oh, I'm a great guy, I can be confident, I can rely on my yichus, and if I can make demands in front of the Rosh Hashanah, for sure God will answer my tefillahs. No, he's a shval ruach. And with that situation, with that mental attitude of being a shval ruach, he comes in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. Eino botech b'tefillos, he's going to pour his heart out, because he doesn't have the maisim, the zchuyos of his avos to fall back on. Whereas the ben tzaddik, oh, he thinks he has it in the bag. He's not going to break down and cry with all his feeling and all his might. It's the ben Rosha who realizes that he's totally, totally reliant on Chazdo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, l'inyan l'maisa, says the Eish Omrim, as quoted here by the Rav Shulchan Aruch, if he's really, really an Ashfal Ruach, this tzaddik ben Rosha, he will get the job, halacha l'maisa, as the Shliach Tzivah. A tzaddik ben Rosha has the shval ruach element. He's got a power of tefillah that surpasses that of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. And here I have to submit to you, we finally have an absolute head-on collision a stira between the Gemara and Yevamos and the principle therein, and one of the poskim, the Yesh Omrim, as quoted in the Rav Shulchanoch. None of the other answers that we can give will apply here. He's clearly discussing and addressing the issue of a Tzadik ben Rasha, and he's saying, let's give the job to the Tzadik ben Rasha. He's not like the Taz, who's talking about the Neinu Miyuchas. And not only that, he's not injecting into the equation here, as the Karen Ludovit did, the element of Chashivus, and Seder HaTfilah, and Shavius, and Arichas HaTfilah. None of that plays a role. If you've got the Tzadik ben Rasha, then you assume a priori without question that he has the element, the added dimension of his tefillah being what? Shval Ruach. And therefore, that tefillah is more powerful. He should get the job. And I don't know how to reconcile the shita of the Rav Shulchan Aruch with the Gemara in Yevamos.